welcome to the Dear Loves Just Breathe podcast with me, Elisa Lindstrom. I'm here to help you declutter your home in an easy and authentic way so you can have less clutter in your home and your life. Welcome to Dear Loves Just Breathe. This week, I wanted to bring on someone who I've known on Instagram for a while, Karen Pringle, who is an emotional intelligence coach. And specifically, she works as an EFT practitioner, which I find so fascinating and wanted to share with you in case you don't know what EFT and tapping is. I thought Karen would be a great resource for you to find out more. So welcome to the show, Karen, or to the podcast, Karen. This isn't a show.
Thanks, Elisa.
Could you tell me a little bit about yourself and your story?
Yes, sure. Thank you very much for having me on your podcast. So I'm a life coach, and I've been using EFT tapping in my practice as an adjunct to my coaching for a while now. I'm also a Reiki practitioner. Basically, my story is that I started EFT tapping about 3 years ago, and it's just, you know, gone from there. I went and I did the year's course with EFT International, which is based in London, and it's just been absolutely amazing for me. There's so many wonderful healing modalities out there. I've tried many, but I've found EFT tapping to be the most beneficial to me. I cannot tell you how much I have loved working with this modality. Just to see the results is enough for me.
Excellent. So can you explain exactly what EFT is?
Okay, so EFT tapping is a mind-body practice that you can do at home or on the go to reduce physical and mental challenges. That's essentially what it is. It's based on the acupressure points of traditional Chinese medicine, and involves using your fingers to tap on specific points on the body. There's been a lot of research around tapping. You just have to Google it and you will get loads of it. But research has shown that it can reduce stress and anxiety. It reduces physical pain. It improves sleep. It reduces cravings. And it can even help you release phobias. And there's so much more to it. So essentially, EFT allows you to release and transform the way uncomfortable feelings like hurt, guilt, fear, and shame affect you. As practitioners, we work with the body's energy system. So there's a network of meridians that run through our entire body and through our organs. So they are the energy pathways that may be blocked, for example, okay? So by tapping on these meridians, this stuck energy is released and our body is able to restore itself to its natural state of well-being. So what this means is when you tap on these meridians, it sends a calming signal to the amygdala. So this is the part of the brain responsible for the fight or flight. Okay. And cortisol, which is a stress hormone, is reduced. This has been scientifically proven, by the way.
That's really cool. Okay.
So, for example, when we focus on an emotional issue, tapping releases the intensity of the emotional issue and then shifts are felt in our thoughts, our feelings, and our body. Or when we focus on pain in our bodies, tapping has the ability to release the pain. So what I love to tell my clients is that EFT has the ability to create quantum leaps of healing, often when nothing else has worked in the past. It truly is an amazing tool and so easy to learn.
That's awesome. Okay, so can you explain what are the tapping, where are the tapping points?
Yeah, sure. Okay, so there are 9 different EFT tapping points on the body, and these are aligned with the meridians that I spoke about earlier that run through the entire body. So really what it is acupuncture without the needles. And I know a lot of us are afraid of needles, right? So that's why this tapping has been absolutely amazing. So there's 6 points on the head and face. There's 2 on the torso and 1 on the hand. So we start by tapping on the side of the hand, the baby finger side, all right? And any hand will do. And then you start going through the points on the face. And the first one is on the eyebrow point. You use 2 fingers, the pointing finger and the middle finger, and you tap 7 or more times. Then the next point is on the side of the eye. So that's the bone on the outside corner of each eye. Okay, you can use both hands or you can just use 1 hand. It doesn't matter. Then you go under the eye. So this is an inch below the pupil on the bone beneath each eye. Then you go under the nose, still using 2 fingers. Then the indent on the chin, just below your bottom lip. Then you find your collarbones, okay? And you move your fingers an inch down and you'll feel a little hollow there and you tap there. Then you go under the arm and this is about 4 inches below the armpit, okay? So you use your whole hand or your fingertips here, doesn't matter. And you can choose which side to tap on as well. Then we finish off on top of the head. Now it can be anywhere on the head. It can be your flat hand or it can be your fingertips. And that's basically it. So these are the 9 points. They don't have to be in order, by the way. You can choose any point to tap on, but I'll explain a bit of that later to you. But as a practitioner, we follow the sequence. There's so many potential benefits of EFT tapping that focus on mental, physical, and emotional issues, okay? Research has shown that it does reduce stress, which is the number one cause of disease in our bodies today.
That's really cool. So can you give me an example of what someone would come to you with?
Okay, so firstly, I would lead you through a series of steps by asking questions about emotional issues or pain that you would like to work through, okay? You'll then rate the issue or pain on a scale from 0 to 10, 10 being the highest intensity, okay? Next, you will work with me to create what we call a setup statement. We begin the setup statement on the side of the hand. Okay.
So for my listeners, what does a setup statement mean?
Okay. So there are 2 parts to the setup statement. The first part acknowledges our present truth. Basically, what this is the issue that you are sitting with. Okay. Then in the second part of the statement, what we do here is we're tricking the brain into thinking a good thought. By doing this, we are creating a cognitive shift. So we're going from a negative to a positive. The setup statement allows us to give uncomfortable feelings the opportunity to be safely expressed. And that starts on the side of the hand. Okay, so I'm going to give you an example. So let's say, for example, your issue is you're feeling anxious about a decision you have to make at work. Okay. So you can tap along with me if you'd like. So you start tapping on the side of the hand. Okay. And you basically say to yourself, even though I'm feeling anxious because I need to make this decision, I deeply and completely love and accept how I feel. So you can see I've taken the negative, which is how you're feeling. You're feeling anxious about making a decision. And then I'm ending it with a positive. So even though I'm feeling like that, I deeply and completely accept how I feel. All right. Usually what with that, we do it three times. Then you go to the points and you're simply repeating, I feel anxious. You go to the eyebrow point, the side of the eye. So as we go on, I'm going to do a complete example and then your audience can actually do it with us.
Okay, cool.
Okay, so just one thing I wanted to say as well, you can do as many rounds as you want until you feel your body starting to relax and feel calm. So for the sake of this podcast, we're just going to do one round.
Okay. And okay. So we're going to hit all of those tap all of those points that you talked about before.
Yes.
While saying these, I'll let you say it. I'll just do the tapping.
Okay. So let's do an example for the audience here. So I'm going to ask you, Elisa, we can do a tapping script for feeling exhausted and drained, or we can just tap on a general worry about something. What would you like to do?
How about if we do exhausted and drained, since I'm trying to get over a little bit of a cold, and I think that has to do with being pretty tired.
Okay, awesome. And I think there's a lot of people who feel that way right now. You know, there's a lot going on and everyone's feeling so exhausted and drained. So I think this is perfect. So what I normally do is I ask, as I said before, you rate how you're feeling on a scale from 1 to 10. So if I had to ask you now, how are you feeling on a scale from 1 to 10 exhausted? How's that exhaustion and that feeling drained?
Okay, so 10 being most exhausted and okay. I think I'm probably be about a 6 or a 7.
Okay, perfect. Right, so then we start tapping on the side of the hand. And then just repeat after me. And the audience, your audience can do the same, all right? And we say, even though I feel exhausted and drained.
Even though we feel exhausted and drained, or I feel exhausted and drained.
Because I have so much going on in my life.
Because I have so much going on in my life.
And I feel sick.
And I feel sick.
I choose to stop and breathe in this moment.
I choose to stop and breathe in this moment.
Okay, now we repeat it.
Even though
I feel exhausted and drained.
I feel exhausted and drained.
My body is tired.
My body is tired.
There's so much going on in my life right now.
There's so much going on in my life right now.
I choose to stop and breathe in this moment.
I choose to stop and breathe in this moment.
And one more time. Even though. I feel exhausted and drained.
I feel exhausted and drained.
Because there's so much going on in my life.
Because there's so much going on in my life.
I choose to stop and breathe.
I choose to stop and breathe.
I am okay.
I am okay.
Then we go to the eyebrow point. Start tapping on the eyebrow point. I feel exhausted.
I feel exhausted.
Side of the eye. There is so much going on in my life right now.
There is so much going on in my life right now.
And it is overwhelming me.
And it is overwhelming me.
And my body feels sick.
And my body feels sick.
Under the nose. But I choose to take a moment to rest.
But I choose to take a moment to rest.
Tap on the chin. To give my body and my brain permission to relax.
To give my body and my brain permission to relax.
Tap on the collarbone. And trust that everything is going to be okay.
And trust that everything is going to be okay.
Under the arm. Feeling energized and ready to face the day.
Feeling energized and ready to face the day.
Top of the head. I've got this.
I've got this.
Stop tapping. Take a nice deep breath in and out. Now I want you to go back to you rated yourself at a 6. Now think about how you're feeling, exhausted and drained. has that rating gone down?
Well, I definitely feel lighter. I definitely feel like I don't feel, if exhausted feels heavy, I feel more like a 5 or a 4. So it has gone down.
Okay, brilliant. So the idea is to try and get someone down to 3 or even 0. So what I would then do with a client is we would do another round of tapping until that intensity has gone down, until that feeling of being exhausted and drained actually leaves your body.
That's so cool. That's
so really what we what we've just done, by the way, is what we call borrowing benefits. So it's universal. So, you know, if it's just a worry about something, which a lot of people have that problem where they're so worried about something, and you can tap for everybody, they can all tap at the same time. And that's what we call borrowing benefits. So I've tapped around your issue, but the truth is someone out there might be feeling similar to you. So the tapping will help them as well.
That's really, really cool. Okay, so we just talked about how the emotions can decrease from all of this, but what happens if the emotions actually increase? Does that ever happen?
Yes, it does happen. So there will be times when the emotions will increase after tapping. What this basically means is there are previously suppressed emotions or symptoms that are being brought to the surface. And these would need to be addressed with a practitioner. So on a day-to-day basis, tapping can be done for anything. But if you find that those feelings are increasing, then you know there's something deeper, and that would be, it would be better to see a practitioner to help you work through those issues.
So basically,
the other thing,
I was just going to say, tapping is something you can totally do at home on your own, but you're saying that if it increases, that it's a good idea to reach out to a someone who's got more experience and is like not licensed, but trained in this, and then they can help you with it. Another EFT practitioner can help you through it.
Absolutely. Another question that I get asked often was people will say, but I don't know what to say when I'm tapping.
Okay.
So in response to that, I say to them, just tap on your story. In other words, what are you telling yourself in that moment? Tap on that. It's simple. There's no defined script around tapping. It really is how you are feeling in that moment. If you have pain, if you have a headache, you just say, even though I have this headache and it's really making me feel whatever, I deeply and completely accept how I feel. And then you just go to the point and you start saying, this headache, this pain, this headache, and do a couple of rounds, and you won't necessarily notice when it comes to pain. You won't necessarily notice in the moment that you're tapping that it's gone. When you finish tapping and you go about doing whatever, all of a sudden you'll say, hey, my headache's not there anymore. You know, that's how effective it can be. And the same with emotions.
Yeah, wow. Who would have known, right? That's just so amazing that it's so powerful like that. And it's such a simple thing to do.
It really is a simple thing. I mean, for example, you could be sitting in the car and you suddenly feel this road rage start coming, building up inside your body. Then just, you can tap on your collarbone. Obviously, you're not going to let go of the wheel and start tapping on all the points. But just as you're driving, take your one hand, just start tapping on the collarbone and say, relax now, I'm calm, it's okay. You don't even have to speak to yourself. You can tap and breathe.
Yeah, I was just going to ask, can you tap without actually saying anything? So you can, so if you're, let's say, like on a train or a bus in public and you start to get anxiety or stress or something, you could theoretically tap, I mean, maybe not all over your face, but where would you suggest someone tap if they if they're in a situation where they're in a public situation and they want to tap to sort of calm down, but they don't want to say anything, where would you suggest that they say anything out loud? Okay. Where would you suggest okay. they tap? Yeah.
There's two things that you can do. Tapping, you can even visualize tapping on yourself. By not even doing it, you can actually visualize it. Okay? Wow. That's the power of it. The other thing, which I obviously didn't show you in the normal sequence, is if you're sitting on a train or a bus and you're feeling a bit anxious, just hold your fingers. Okay? They are meridian. They are acupressure.
So hold one finger with your other hand.
Just simply hold it with slight pressure. Go to the next finger and just hold it. Go to the next finger and just hold it. Doesn't have to be that tight. Just apply a light pressure. The acupressure points there, which will also calm you down.
Interesting.
And I mean, nobody's going to look at you funny while you're holding the fingers. The other thing you can do as well is you simply wrap your hands to under your arms.
Okay? So it's like you're giving yourself a little bit of a hug.
A little bit of a hug. And then you can gently tap on either side. Tap, 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 tap. And that'll calm you down as well. Or yeah. Even if you hold it, you don't even have to tap. Just hold. And that's the bit. And the beauty of it is that you're giving yourself a little hug at the same time.
Right. There's nothing wrong with giving yourself a hug. So that's excellent.
I agree.
This has been so helpful, Karen. Thank you so much. I'm sorry.
I said it's an absolute pleasure.
if someone is interested in working with you specifically, and I can put this in the show notes, how is the best way for them to reach out to you?
They can reach out to me by my Instagram page. I think that's the best right now.
And that's at
emotional. On my Instagram page. Yeah, on the Emotional Intelligence Coach page.
Okay, so I will include that in the show notes.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. That was so helpful. And you've helped me feel just a little bit better from feeling exhausted or overworked and stuff. That was excellent. Thank you. Thank you so much for coming.
Thank you so much for having me, Elisa. I really appreciate it.
Thank you for listening to the Dear Loves, Just Breathe podcast. If you love this, don't forget to subscribe so you hear the latest every single week. And of course, please share this with friends and anyone you feel would love to know more about decluttering. Have a great day.